could have been. But I'm going to behave and put my phone on mute and then see where we are.
Me too. Thanks.
All right.
Good morning. This is Bob. I'll call the roll in a few minutes.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's
Don here.
Hey, Don.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing pretty well. Doing all right. I'll call the roll in a couple minutes.
Good morning, this is Bennett.
Hi, Bennett. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Bob. How are you today?
I know Don's on and a few others, too, so doing pretty well. Pretty well.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Wayne.
Morning.
Good morning.
This is James LeBlanc.
Hey, James.
Paul Kuhn here.
Hello, Paul.
Good morning.
I'll call the roll in a couple of minutes. Well, actually, I'm showing it's 10 o'clock, if my clock is correct, so I'll go ahead and get started. We'll go ahead and call to order the meeting of the Tax Relief for Pollution Control Property Advisory Committee. And I've heard some of you had you called in, but I'll go ahead and call the roll in order of the committee members as listed on the TCQ website. So, Rob Castor? Is Rob on? Okay, we got Paul, Greg Maxson,
Mike Ford.
Mike Nassion. I heard Mike Ford. Roland. Wayne. I heard Wayne.
Here.
Lloyd.
Here, sir.
All right. Don, I heard him, and Bennett. Cyrus. Charles. Well, we can wait a minute or two, my count is seven, so that's barely a quorum. I'll go back, one's missing again, Rob, Greg, Mike, Nancy, Roland, and Charles Allred, Cyrus.
Hi, this is Charles Allred.
Charles, okay, good.
And I think you said my name before. It's Mike Ford is on also.
Yes, I got you. All right, I'm showing eight of us are present now, so we'll go ahead and we have enough to conduct business. We have a quorum. So I'll go ahead and open it up, see if anybody has any Well, before I do that, I'll do the general announcement that we welcome comments from the public, although it might be a little awkward on a conference call. And I only heard of one from the public calling in, but there's likely others. So I'll just leave it at that. And does anybody from the committee have any comments before we open it up to the main item? All right. Hearing none, we'll go ahead and go to item two, which is a review of Tier 1 table or anything else within our purview or rules.
Greg Maxim.
Hi, Greg.
Hey.
I have not heard no one has provided me with any proposed revisions to Tier 1, but I'm not saying it can still be done. So if anybody has any comments, I'm open to that. I'll just open up the floor now. All right, this could be a short call. Does anyone have any comments on our triennial review of Tier 1?
I'd like to make a comment. Okay. I'd like to make a comment. My name is Horatio Correa.
Mm-hmm.
One of the comments I'd like to make or maybe review is what I'm actually seeing that in the Tier 1 application, there's sometimes required needs to provide process flow or P&ID diagrams to certain Tier 1 applications. Is that something that is now something as part of the standard application process?
Ron or anyone from TCEQ, are you on the line?
This is Shelley Nike with TCEQ.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. Process flow diagrams, we request those. For any tier level, tier 1, 2, or 3, they're optional to be provided for the initial application. But if we can't tell or need more information about the process in order to process the application, we'll request that. So there hasn't been, as you suggested, a change to that requirement.
I was just curious. The thing is, let's say, for example, some of the companies that are identified under Title 5 permit, is there a potential request, or do we need to go ahead and also provide a copy of the Title 5 permit or the specific subsections within that Title 5 permit in order for us to be allowed, granted a Tier 1 exemption?
Speaking in hypotheticals, it's just going to depend on what you want to choose to provide and what you think qualifies that equipment to meet the intent of the Tier 1 table, which is that it's used as described in the Tier 1 table. So for us to make that determination, sometimes we will request that process flow diagram, including permitting information or portions of the permit or that permit number, could also be helpful as well.
Okay.
And Shelley, this is Greg Maxim. Just to remind it, Horatio, that they will, if you mark these exhibits confidential, they will hold these confidential. Just for their records, like Shelley was saying, just for their understanding.
Yes. Yes. That'll work. I appreciate it. Thank you for the clarification.
Okay.
But this is Bob. I'm not an attorney, but with one small caveat there, the risk is if there's ever legal discovery, it's my understanding that that will not protect you from disclosure. So my understanding is TCEQ intends to keep it confidential, but if they get pressed in legal discovery, they probably won't have a choice. And those, if any attorneys are on the line, I welcome your comments on that. Okay. Any other comments? I'm getting the impression we have no proposed revisions to Tier 1. So,
all due to your leadership, Bob.
If that's the case, tell you what, we probably don't need a motion, but since it's a triennial, I think we ought to formalize this so we can tell the commission that we did, in fact, comply with our bylaws and the law to review it. And so I'll entertain a motion for someone regarding our review. No change if that's a motion.
This is Don, and I'll make the motion, but request that it's also that the motion is based upon no request or input from either outside the committee or inside the committee, and that the record reflect that.
Okay. All right, we have a motion.
I second that motion.
No change. Okay. Who's seconding that? I'm sorry.
Greg Maxim.
Greg, okay. We have a motion and a second. Do we have any? I'll open it for discussion now. In discussion, one last chance before we vote for the public to have any comments on this. All right, we have a motion and a second for no change, in indicating that we have had no requests from inside the committee or outside the committee. So I'll call that to a vote. Those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. And if I heard any no's, I would call for a roll call. But since we do not have any no's, I'll take that as without opposition. I can't say it's unanimous because we don't have all of us on the phone. But it's certainly without opposition. So that is our item two. Do we have any? We'll go to item three. Any old business? Any?
Could we?
Sure,
Bob.
Yes.
This is Don. Could mm-hmm. we get a quick update from staff on the status of litigation and appeals that are headed towards those higher stages?
This is Don Redmond with the TCEQ. I don't think there's been any change since your last meeting, but to sort of give you the summary, the Hirsig lawsuits have kind of been split up into two groups. The Tier 3 group has already been heard by Travis County District Court in December 2015. The court upheld TCEQ's decision. That's been appealed. The appeal was transferred to the El Paso Court of Appeals. Parties are filing briefs, and no hearing has been scheduled yet for that Tier 3 Hirsig appeal. The other group, the Tier 4, have all been consolidated for purposes of briefing and for trial. The hearing is scheduled in Travis County District Court on June 28th. And that's it.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Don.
Any other business, old or new?
Well, Bob, this is Wayne. I had something that came to mind that it doesn't require any action, but I thought I'd mention it because it is kind of food for thought, if you will. I think most of us would agree that if you did we're given the exemptions based on most of the things being done on a cost approach for appraisal purposes. But if you did an income approach purely, then since TCEQ exempt items generally do not produce income, they would never be valued in the first place. It just seemed to me interesting that, like all our electric utilities are done on a unit appraisal, which is primarily an income approach appraisal. Now, power plants are generally done separately, and But you know, the TCEQ used in substations and power lines, you know, if somebody files for some of these things, most of the time the appraiser puts it on and takes it back off, and the net is going through the motions to go through the TCEQ process. All the utility has done is spent money on application.
I hear you. And we've talked about this. We've talked about this in the past. I think the primary issue is some taxpayers, I wouldn't say most, I don't know, but at least some taxpayers are reluctant to provide income data on a location basis. In some places, it's not even available on the location basis.
Well, it's not. On an electric utility, it makes no sense. You do it for the whole thing, and then distribute the cost. But then on top of that, they actually, when they go for a rate case, their cost recovery income is based on their investment. So they actually do make money off the TCEQ property. But that's all I had. I just wanted to throw all that out. I don't know that anything needs to change. It's just kind of an odd thing that's going on.
Okay. Any other comments?
Yeah, Bob, this is Mike Nassi. I'll just clarify for everybody's understanding. I think everybody knows this, but 90% of the market, the wholesale electricity market, does not go through rate cases. Just, you know,
right. I'm just talking about the transmission lines.
It is an interesting question.
Stuff.
Yeah, it is an interesting question in the regulated components of the industry.
Okay, good clarification. Anyone else?
I was kind of curious. I was reading through some of the presentation materials that TCEQ has been using for training sessions. And at the end of it, it says they're working on an online application submittal system. I was kind of curious what the gist of that is. Right now.
This is Shelley Nike with TCEQ. We currently have an open project ongoing for that. It's really where we are in the queue to get resources to complete that project. But we have had development meetings, and we're working on the database piece of it.
Thank you.
So it sounds like it has initial design, but hasn't been implemented?
No, not yet.
Okay. Do we have a timeline estimate? Not necessarily to hold you to it, but just 6 months, 2 years?
I hesitate to put a number on that because we're kind of at the mercy of available resources.
Yeah. Sure.
But we are on the list, and folks are working on it. But we're still in those initial stages.
All right. Any other business or comments? Including from the public. I'm having an extra pause since we're on the phone. So.
I move we adjourn.
Yep. All right. We have a motion. I think that's from Wayne to adjourn. And do we have a second?
Second.
All right. We have a motion to adjourn with a second. Those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no.
Aye.
All right. Thanks, everyone. We are adjourned. And thank you for all your participation. Bye.
Have a great summer.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, everyone.